You are listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm Pete Lesperance.
And I'm Tim. Tim, good evening. Tonight we have a real good show for you folks. Hope you have pen and paper by your side. We have some specials that we're going to be giving out tonight on some videotapes that will be of interest to some of you folks, and some other information. So stay tuned, and we'll be giving you a good show tonight.
This ain't coming from no prophet, just an ordinary man. When I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall be. When we all came in it. For a crust of bread, when the last man dies for his words that he said, when there's shelter over the forest hanging, we shall be free. When the last thing we notice is the color of skin, and the first thing we look for is the beauty within. When the skies and the oceans are clean with gates, then we shall be free. We shall be free. We shall be free. And say, walk proud. We shall be free. Anyone we choose, when this world's big enough for all different views, when we all can worship from our own kind of choosing, then we shall be free. Yeah. We shall be free. We shall be free. Have a little faith.
Well, folks, tonight we have some specials for you. I hope you have your pen and paper. Tonight we have some Anthony Hilder tapes. These are videotapes, and it's Millennium 2000. This is a real good tape on To Expose the Illuminati by Anthony Hilder. He does a great job in this video. I've watched it several times along with some friends. And every time I watch it, I pick up something new or something I've learned through Bill. And it's there, folks. This tape is sent to you for $30 postpaid. Also, he has Lucifer 2000, which is a good videotape. Another one on about the Illuminati. It's $20 postpaid. And we also have the Crisis Creation, the Clinton Plan for a New World Order. And these are all by Anthony Hilder. And it's $20. So if you're interested in those two tapes, folks, you can send a check to the Intelligence Service at Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. And make your checks out to Annie, A-N-N-I-E. That's all you need to put on there is Annie. And these tapes will be shipped out to you postpaid. Also, if you want information on the Intelligence Service, you can send a dollar with a self-addressed size 10 envelope to the Intelligence Service, P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901, and we'll send you out a little information packet there. Also, you folks, now that Christmas is over with and you know how much you got to spend, I would suggest looking into food storage, family units, security units that are available, and the modular and emergency units. We'll get into those a little bit later. These are at good prices, and I would suggest start storing up on some food. I've had several phone calls in the past several weeks. People wanting to know a little bit about black powder. Black powder shooting, referred to as muzzleloaders. There's a lot of expressed interest out there. You can practice with this type of a weapon, and the cost is very minimal, because all you need to get is some plumber's lead to make your bullet with. There are several brands out on the market. You have Thompson Center, Lyman, Tradition, Connecticut Valley. And they run in anywhere in moderate price from $150 to $350. You also have a inline type muzzleloader, which uses a bolt similar to your modern-day weapons. The ones I mentioned before are what they call a traditional model. And in the newer version, you have Knight, Thompson Center, and White. They range from $350 to about $550. It's a lot of fun to go out black powder shooting, muzzle loading as we call it. There are several rendezvous around the country. A rendezvous is you get together where everybody dresses up in the buckskins and has their teepee style tents. They have axe throwing contests, and they have all kinds of shooting events using muzzle loaders only. And it's a lot of fun. You can go to one of these and you can have a lot of experience about camping out and how the our forefathers did things. It's very interesting. I've done it several years. Black powder. I do black powder hunting when I go, and it's real sporting that way. The Thompson Center is what I have, and you've asked me questions about what type would be the best. Well, the most traditional is the old round ball, and some of your import type weapons have a twist in the barrel, and this is the rifling in the lands and the grooves with a 1-in-66 twist. This is pretty fast, and it's for mainly round balls, where you put your powder down the barrel and you take a grease patch, shove it down, and then you take your round ball and push it down the barrel. Then you have the 1-in-48 twist in your more modern Thompson Center, where you can use a regular style conical bullet. Myself, I use the Great Plains bullets by Hornady in 45 and 50 caliber. They are a real good accurate bullet at 100 yards when you're shooting groups to sight your weapon in. They hold a real good pattern. There's a lot of safety involved when you're using a black powder weapon. You have to do a lot of thinking, because remember, you only got one shot. And if you mess up, and I've done it myself, not thinking, talking to somebody, I'll put the ball down before I'll put the powder. And then you have a real problem. but there's ways of getting those out. When you go to your favorite hunting store, gun shop, the salesperson should be able to show you all the different items that are out there to take out patches, which they call a patch worm. What it is two little hooks that you screw into the end of your cleaning rod if you get a cleaning patch, a cloth patch stuck down your barrel. Also, there's a screw attachment if you do have a lead stuck down your barrel. You just screw this in at the end and then take your cleaning rod, put it down in the end, and twist it, and it'll go into the soft lead, and you'll be able to retrieve the barrel. So retrieve the lead out of the barrel. And it's real unique. There's also different shot caps out there that you put over your nipple, and this is what gives you the ignition. The best ones out there are the CCI hot caps, or number 11s. I've tried other brands, and they seem to be a little bit hotter. In other words, give a little bit better spark to ignite your black powder or Pyrodex that you're using to shoot with. One thing when you're shooting black powder, you have to remember your measurement of what you're using. And there's different measures for that. And you can buy these. And these are brass measurers. And they're dram equivalents. And it's real easy to start to learn to reload. Lyman and Thompson Center put out books on this, and it can be a lot of fun. You have to be real careful when you're shooting black powder as to if you're out hunting and you're through for the day and you still have a loaded weapon. You don't want to bring it into your home. You want to fire your weapon off in a safe direction down in the ground. And if you're out hunting, you don't want to put your weapon away in the colder temperatures because it will absorb moisture and get your powder wet. And when you go out in the morning to go hunting, when you go to fire it off, you're just going to get a thud and you're not going to do anything because your weapon has already absorbed moisture. So what you want to do is fire it off when you come back into camp and clean your weapon out and get it ready for the next day. And then in the morning, fire off a couple of caps without anything in the barrel to clear your nipple, as it's called, and your barrel channel, and make sure that there's no spark. Then load your weapon. And you can have a lot of fun learning how to do this. And like I say, there's several rendezvous all over the different parts of the country, back east and midwest, in the Northwest Territories and all. Here in Arizona, there's two or three a year, and you get to know a lot of people and learn things. And some of the people I've seen also make their own hunting knives, tomahawks, and their own weapons. So you can really have a lot of fun. We're going to have a little call-in on this tonight. It'll be after the break. And what you want to learn also is that each rifle is different in black powder shooting. What they give you is general loading information, and you don't want to exceed what they show you in the listed in the book for the grains of black powder or Pyrodex being used. For the simple reason, if you get an overcharge after your weapon is fired, your hammer will come back on you. In other words, almost try to recock itself. And when that happens, you know you got too much pressure build up, so drop the load that you're using. The difference between Pyrodex, as I've been talking about, and black powder is kind of unstable because of how it's made up. Hodgson's company, what they've done, they've come up with an imitation black powder called Pyrodex. And they have it in a yellow can, and it's RS, and that's for rifle shotgun. The green label can is marked P for pistol. And it's real good. It burns a little bit cleaner than black powder. You'll get more firings in between cleanings of your weapon. and it's just a little bit safer to have around in black powder. Most stores that sell muzzle-loading weapons have to keep their black powder in a outside powder magazine away from an area, a business area. It has to be in an outlying area according to the different fire codes because it is high hazardous. UPS won't even deliver it, but they will deliver Pyrodex because it is safer. Cleaning your weapon and keeping it clean is very important, and it's not really that hard to clean it. Basically, what you can use is just plain old soap and water. Make sure it's soap, not detergents or any deodorant soap. You want to use actual soap. I find that Ivory soap is one of the best ones to clean it with, and it does a real good job. They also have a Thompson Center has a seasoning butter out there called 1001. You clean your weapon with real hot water, get it real clean, get the barrel hot with your hot water, and it kind of opens up the pores a little bit of the metal, and you scrub it down with this seasoning butter, and what it does is get in the pores of the metal, and it doesn't allow black powder to build up a residue, and it makes for smoother and more accurate shooting. Most of your nipples that are on weapons today are of stainless steel, and it'll tell you whether you use black powder or Pyrodex on the weapon. If you want to use Pyrodex and your weapon says black powder only on the side of the barrel, what you have to do is change nipples. The nipple on a black powder weapon has a real small orifice, so when the nipple is fired, it lets out your spark into your black powder. But on the Pyrodex, because it's a little harder burning and a little bit heavier to ignite, you have to use a nipple that has a bigger orifice to let more spark go through the weapon to ignite the powder. When you're out hunting, and if you do have your weapon loaded, what you want to do is put it in a half-cocked position. You can leave a cap on it. What I do is put a piece of leather or a cleaning patch between the hammer and the cap itself, and it rests on it. And that way, all you have to do if you out hunting or just target shooting is just pull your hammer back. The piece of leather or the patch will fall off your weapon, and it's clear firing. One of the safest things, though, really, is to carry your weapon without a cap on it. And I carry a bunch of loose ones in my pocket until I'm in position and ready to shoot, and then I'll go ahead and load it. And if I have to decock my weapon because I didn't shoot or fire the weapon, that's when I'll put the leather or the cleaning patch in between, and then it is safe. And also, if you have a hang fire and you fire your weapon and nothing happens, it just goes click, hold your weapon downrange or point it in a safe area, because it's possible that a spark could ignite that fire, so you want to wait about a good couple of minutes for what they call the term cook-off. Then put another cap on it and try and fire it again. So these are some of the tips that people wanted to know about black powder shooting. And when we have the call-in, I'll answer any questions that I might be able to give you on black powder shooting. And let's see here. Some states allow scopes on weapons, some don't. Arizona, you can't, or New Mexico, you can't use a scope on your black powder weapon over there. It's strictly a traditional type of a hunt. Usually they're held in the late September of most states where they do have muzzle loading. Here we have a deer and elk season. And you just want to know your gun, your rifle rather. Some people get out there. There was an incident this last season. A friend of mine was out with his muzzle loader during the cow season, and there was another gentleman out there, and he was running after one, and he fell and broke his cleaning rod. Well, that put him out of the hunt because he had to drive all the way back to town and purchase another one. And so what you want to do is make sure it's in the lock position underneath. And if you have any doubts and your trunnions underneath are loose, you want to put a piece of tape or a rubber band. But I would suggest that before you go hunting, you check your weapon out and make sure it's in tip-top condition. Myself, I carry a backup. I carry 245s when I'm deer hunting. I have one back at camp in case I have a default with the one I'm carrying. Out elk hunting, I'll carry my 54 caliber Thompson Center Hawken. And they're just a good feeling weapon. You can have a lot of fun. And like I say, you can buy the bullet mold, go down to any hardware store, buy some pure plumber's lead, cast your own bullets. And you got to be safe when you're casting lead, that you don't get no water around that hot lead, so it'll pop back on you and burn you. You have to be real careful, wear gloves, and use a ventilated area when you're casting your bullets. And each group of bullets that you make, go out and test them. The weights will vary with the type of plumber's lead that you get. So if you buy several bars of plumber lead, they usually come in 5-pound ingots. You want to use the same type of bullet and the same type of load. And if you try another brand of lead or mixed lead from someone else, what you want to do is put those aside and see how they group at 50 and 100 yards, because the bullets will vary and you will get some flyers. A flyer meaning that you'll be shooting a 3-shot group and you'll have two pretty close in there and then you'll have one out in left field. That's called a flyer. There could be an air pocket, could be some impurities in the lead that will throw that ball off center. And just remember that ball's coming out of there in a spiral fashion. And when you're using a round ball, when you're doing your mold, as you kick the top of your mold over, it's called a sprue cutter. Well, you'll find a little end on the lead, and what has happened there, that's what they call the sprue. And when you're loading a round ball, you want to make sure that is up. In other words, facing you as you're pushing your ball down the barrel. It does have something to do with which way your ball is going to be coming out. So that's about what I can tell you on black powder shooting. And it is a lot of fun. You can get into it, and the whole family can enjoy it. Myself, you can get lighter calibers all the way down to a 36 or a 32, and that's just like shooting a little 22 rifle. And for the little people out there that want to learn how to shoot, and you can have a real enjoyable afternoon in the black powder. Now, I reference tampering supplies. I've also had questions again on sleeping bags. Remember, folks, if you want a good sleeping bag that's cold weather, remember you want to get a double-layered Qualifil or Holofil 2 bag. And they should run anywhere in price from $99 to $159, depending on where you're buying them. That's all I have to say on that. Now, getting back to Bill's food storage. And like I say, after the holidays are over, you should know what you can put away for food, because it's very important. The large family unit, which consists of 36 cases of number 10 cans, totaling 216 cans in a sprouting unit. The weight on it is 1,078 pounds. The recommended water storage to mix this dehydrated food is 545 gallons, and the price on it is $2,368. The normal retail price was $2,768, so you do have a savings right there, folks. Your security unit, which is a 2-year supply for one person, or a year supply for two, is 18 cases of number 10 cans, totaling 108 case cans, and a sprouting unit. The weight on it is 575 pounds. Recommended water storage is 275 gallons. And the retail cost on that is $1,413, and Bill has them in the catalog at $1,213. You also have a modular unit, which is for one person for 1 year, or a six-month supply for two people. And it consists of 36 cases of number 10 cans, and the weight on it is 265, and the recommended water storage is 195, and the normal retail cost on it is $1,088. Your cost is $888. You also have an emergency unit, 1 month supply for one person, contains five cases, 2.5 can size cans, totaling 30 cans, 38 pounds, recommended water storage, 12 gallons. The recommended retail is $213. Bill's price is $190. Over the holidays, folks, I tried some of this. I tried the Mountain Stew and the Stroganoff. And you follow the directions on the can, and you can't go wrong. And it was pretty good in my estimation. I've had worse, and of course, it's not like eating steak, but it'll dang sure fill you up when you're hungry, and it does taste good. You make yourself some biscuits or buns or whatever you're going to have with it, and I guarantee you'll have some good food out there. Don't forget, you got to store some water with this, and if you have any information, you can call us here at the Research Center at 602-337-2562 during the day, and we can give you further information on the food storage or on the prices. And if you want an information packet, folks, just send a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope with a dollar to the Intelligence Service, P.O. Box 1420, 1420, Shello, Arizona, 85901. And we'll be happy to send something out for you. Also, if you're interested in my catalog, Surplus and Stuff, we'd be glad to send you a catalog. If you want to drop $2 in the mail and send it to Surplus and Stuff, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936, and we'll get you a catalog out as soon as we can. We're in the process of reprinting some right now, so those that have sent in, be patient. We'll have them out in about another week, and you'll have your preparedness catalog from Surplus and Stuff. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, now the holidays are over. We can see what we're going to need for food storage, preparedness equipment. Another thing that we need to get prepared in is precious metals. Swiss America can help you with this. Gene Miller from Swiss America will be doing the program tomorrow night, Thursday, and Friday night. He'll be giving you a lot of information on what the market's doing, and you can save those questions and write them down. He will be having a call in, and he can answer a lot of questions for you at that time. But don't hesitate, folks. Call 1-800-289-2646, and the folks down there at Swiss America can really give you a helping hand on what your plans for the future are. Myself, I just buy the silver rounds, is what I've talked about before. That's the easiest for me. I'm not a real rich person either. But they will help you out in any program you'd like to set for yourself. And they've just been a multitude of help to me and to several of my friends that do business with Swiss America. And they've really had a lot of praise for the help that they've gotten from the different salespersons down there at Swiss America. So if you're thinking of precious metals in any of the various forms that's out there, and collector coins, gold and silver, they can really help you out. So remember, folks, call 1-800-289-2646, and Gene Miller will be here tomorrow night doing the program, and he'll also be here Friday, and I'm sure he has a whole passel of information that he can pass on to you folks with the coming of the new year and what's ahead and what things look like on the stock market. These people do a lot of research work. They spend a lot of money doing research to give you this information, both in booklet form or you talk to them on the phone and through this radio program, and they really do their job and they really do their homework. As I was taught one time, if it's not written down, it don't exist. Well, these guys do their homework. Facts speak for themselves. They're very knowledgeable people down there. The receptionists are very helpful on the telephone when they first receive your calls in. Very nice people to talk with. So, folks, just call 1-800-289-2646 at Swiss America, and they'll be giving you a helping hand wherever they can. And there's all different things that you can talk about on what you're going to save for, and whether it's money or food, what we're going to have to build up to in the future. So just work on it and get a little bit at a time. A little bit is better than nothing. It'll always help you. So don't forget to call Swiss America, folks. Thank you. Well, folks, if you've been wondering and trying to think where you placed that music before, I found that here in the Research Center, and I was really thrilled when I found it. It's one of my favorite songs because it's one of my favorite movies. It was The Red River, 1947, John Wayne, Montgomery Clift, and I was really thrilled when I come across that, and I just had to play it tonight. We'll be taking call-ins, folks, and the phone number is 602-337-2524. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim, this is Bill.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Just fine, sir.
Does Pete know where the switches are now and what position they're supposed to be in?
Yeah.
Okay. When you started broadcasting tonight, you were scrambled. Just remember that while I'm gone, if you have to dial directly into WWCR, take it off of extend, and if you're on the satellite, it has to be in extend. Okay?
I got it.
Also, for anybody that might think about traveling that lives west of Texas, stay off the highways. It's a solid sheet of ice. We're almost to the Kansas border now, and everything from the western border of New Mexico east is clear, but from the Texas-New Mexico border west, it's all black ice. Anyway, I'll get off the phone and let everybody else call in about the show, but I just wanted to make sure that you guys have that switch straight now.
Okay, drive careful, Bill.
Okay, good show, Tim. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Okay, folks, anybody who wants to call in tonight, reference our subject matter on black powder muzzle loading, call in at 602-337-2524. Good evening, you're on the air. Now, I had another one, I had a hang up there. 602-337-2524, and we'll see if we can help you in any questions you have pertaining to tonight's subject. And we just had several people call me at the store, and so I thought we'd do it tonight. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. excuse me. I got a bad cold here. I want to know about black powder loading, right? Either pistols or rifles. Are they regulated the same way, state by state, usually, as our rifles where you would use manufactured bullets in?
No, they're not, sir.
Okay, so in other words, I wouldn't need a permit, or do I need one?
I would check your local and state laws. Here in Arizona, there's no laws against owning a black powder rifle, and you don't have to do any paperwork for it.
Okay, because it seems like it would be a lot of fun to try to, you know, to use one of those, even for just nostalgic purposes.
Oh, yes, it's a lot of fun. You get into it, sir, and you'll have a lot of fun.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Remember, folks, the phone number is 602-337-2524, and also we'll be listening, and Gene Miller will be here tomorrow night and Friday night to help us with any of the questions you might have and to give us information as to the gold and silver market, precious metals, and the stock market, and it'll be very informative, so I wouldn't miss the program tonight or Thursday and Friday, folks. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm a dealer, and I specialize in muzzle-loading firearms, and I'd like to clarify some information you gave out.
What's that?
Well, you kind of forgot to mention that the ball should, or the patch should be on the ball, and if you're experiencing that kind of problem with a nipple coming back at firing, or the hammer coming back, the orifice in the nipple is too large.
Well, also an overload will do that, too.
An overload will do that. In most cases, though, the powder simply blows out the end of the barrel. It's not consumed.
Well, that's true, but a lot of people when they're reloading and not going according to the measured instructions, they want to put a little bit more powder in there to try and get a little bit hotter load. They'll experience this, and this will also give them a signal that they're over pressure.
Correct. But in most cases, what happens is the powder is simply blown out the end of the barrel, and there's a point of no return with any black powder firearm. In most cases, the excess amount of powder isn't being consumed, and you get no more speed out of the ball.
That's true. You have you just can burn so much with the flash of the cap.
That's correct.
That's right.
Concerning the Pirate X versus black powder, Pirate X burns at has a higher ignition temperature than black powder. Black powder is not necessarily unstable if handled properly. And that's another confusion that should be, and it also does not work very well in flintlock firearms.
Well, this is true, but if you go in different states, different fire laws on black powder, they consider it as an unstable hazardous material.
Well, federal law classifies it as a Class C explosive black powder, while Pirate X is classified as a propellant.
Okay.
That's the difference. That's the reason why it can be shipped. The last thing I wanted to clarify was in most states, with the exception of the state of New Jersey, a black powder firearm does not come under federal law, and there's no paperwork required. However, New Jersey requires that cap and ball revolvers be classified as firearms, and paperwork is required, including their handgun purchase permit.
Well, that's good to know. That's why I suggested they check their own local state and local laws.
Okay.
Thank you very kindly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The folks, tonight the phone number is 602-337-2524. If we can answer any questions on any material pertaining to hiking and black powder, we'll be glad to help you. Or on any questions on Bill's food products that we have listed, I'll try and answer some questions there also for you. So if you want to call in, it's 602-337-2524. Some of the other things you want to think about when you're out camping, folks, is water supplies. There's also packets of water that's available. One brand is called Aqua Blocks. It's purified drinking water. It has a 5-year shelf life, and it's ideal for everyday use or convenient to put in your car and boat, briefcase, or whatever. It may be frozen for ice packs and for cold storage. You can take it along wherever you want to go. You can put it in lunch boxes or anything. Be careful if you have any outside storage so it doesn't freeze. It is good, clear, clean water. I've tried this myself, and there's a couple other brands out there. I forget their names, but Aqua Blocks is a good one if you find it. We also have those in the catalog. And emergency candles, don't forget emergency candles. You'll need those wherever you go. Grain grinders, there's electric grain grinders out there. We have a hand grinder for $69.95, and it works real well. And I tried it with whole corn, beans, and rice, and it worked real well. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. The question on black powder, were people asking about that as like a replacement for regular modern arms, or?
No, they just heard about it, and they were wondering about the availability of lead and how they could do a little bit inexpensive shooting, things like this, and these are the questions we've had in the past.
Okay, because I just wanted to pass along that, well, my opinion, but that it wasn't, that black powder is a really great hobby, but it's not a replacement for modern smokeless powder firearms.
Oh, yeah. We never said that.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Thank you.
It's just a lot of fun, and just to get everybody together in the family shooting and learning how to shoot, black powder is just another way to go. 22 rifles are also a way to go. You can have a lot of family enjoyment by a brick of 22s. Usually there's 500 rounds to a brick, and you can go out in the afternoon and have a lot of fun and teach the whole family how to shoot. You have to be careful where you go. Recommended ranges out there in different areas. If you're out in the country, make sure that you have a clear area with a good hill behind you as a backstop, and you don't shoot rocks and stuff that you have a lot of ricochets. You want to practice safety in any type of sporting you do, whether it's camping, hiking, shooting sports, archery, what have you. You have to practice safety at all times. It's very, very important that you do this, because nobody wants to have injuries and go to the hospital and spoil an afternoon outing. So just be careful. There's a lot of books on the subject of muzzleloader and black powder shooting. There's some good authors, good companies out there that pass along the information. And if you read it and follow the instructions, you can have a lot of fun. Good evening, you're on the air. I guess he's not there. So we can have another caller at 602-337-2524. And we can help you with any questions tonight or pass on some information as already we've had tonight. So if you're interested in anything in surplus and stuff, just drop a line or give me a call at area code 602-337-2975. And we're open from 9 in the morning till 6 at night, Arizona time, and I'll be glad to help you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, when you're casting your lead for your muzzle loaders, you should emphasize it should be soft lead.
That's why I said plumber's lead.
Right. Wheel weights are very common, and people may want to use those. But you test that by pushing your thumbnail into it. If you can dent it, that's good enough.
Now, that's true, because there is hardeners in the wheel weights, and they don't function as well.
Wheel weights work very good for high velocity pistol loads, but not for muzzle loaders.
That's true. Thank you.
Other points for safety, I have to point out that static electricity is rather detrimental to black powder. So you want to shake your powder cans or powder flasks vigorously.
Yes.
And safety point brought home to me on double barrel shotguns in a hunting situation. It's very easy to shoot one tube there, and in the heat of excitement, getting ready for another cubby raising up, get to on cock. That last barrel is sitting there cocked and you're getting ready to reload the first one.
Yes, double barrels can be hazardous that way. You have to pay attention.
There's something you don't think about until you're looking down the barrel and realize you still have a cocked chamber down there.
Well, that's why I say you've got to practice safety and know what you're doing at all times in any of the sporting events that you want to do, whether it's boating, shooting, camping, or whatever.
And the last thing is the program. This is the program we'll be interested in. Maybe after this hour, it's on the Learning Channel. It's on small arms. It also covers some landmines.
Well, that's not our subject matter tonight, sir.
Well,
I appreciate it, and thank you. Okay, folks, our phone number is 602-337-2524. Out here, we're having rain here in Arizona, in northeastern Arizona, and it just builds into the snow, and we have snow in higher elevations. I guess there's going to be about a 4-day storm, so be careful if you're out driving and about. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm calling from Berkshire County, Massachusetts. I was really interested in your program earlier when you were talking about the Black Powder Historical Society, and I was wondering, do you have any addresses, such as in the Northeast, that you might be able to give out?
No, I don't. You can go to your local sporting goods store that handle black powder, and they do have a lot of that information available through the various books. There's places in the back end of the books that have that type of information.
Okay. Yeah, well, also one thing I wanted to mention. Somebody was asking about legalities, and I just wanted to mention for anybody who's listening in the Northeast, as far as I know with firearms laws in New York, Massachusetts, and most of the New England states, all black powder weapons are severely regulated, like any other firearm.
They are?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The handguns, I know in New York, if you have a black powder pistol, it has to be registered with a pistol permit.
Okay.
So I figured anybody who's listening would like to know that information.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
And again, folks, anyone wanting information on your black powder, I check your local authorities and your states to find out exactly what it is. Out here in the West, they're a lot more lenient than they are back East. So just check back there and or go to your local dealer back there, and I'm sure he can give you that information on what you'd have to go through. Also, just be careful and practice safety every time that you go out, and make sure that the barrel is clear. Well, another way you can check that is when you have your cleaning rod, when you know your weapon is empty, when you first get it, send your cleaning rod down the barrel, and take a knife and cut a ring around your ramrod. And that way, when you go to check your weapon, if your ramrod is sticking up above that line, you know that there's something, a load in there, or something is fouled in that weapon. You'll have to get it cleaned out. That's one way of checking it. So, but you can have a lot of fun with black powder. They're handy. That's all I can say for them. I'm enjoying them. I've been shooting black powder for a little over 30 years myself, and I've shot some of the old Kentucky long barrels and squirrel guns that they used, Pennsylvania long rifle. And one time back in Illinois, we were in around St. Louis, and I was able to shoot a couple of original Hawkins down there, and that was a real thrill for me. Good evening, you're on here.
Yeah. I've got some information for the people out there. Let me turn my radio off. If they are really concerned or interested in black powder, they can contact the NMLRA, National Muzzleloading Rifle Association, in Friendship, Indiana. And I'll give them the address here in just a split second. I dredge out my book. Well, they're in Friendship, Indiana anyway. You have a state representative there in Arizona. His name is Nathan Vic Barkin, and he's out of Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yes.
Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not.
Okay. But we are having a winter national shoot at Ben Avery Shooting Range, just north of Phoenix there. And that's on February 22nd through the 26th. And they can contact the NMLRA out there.
Okay, wasn't that the old Black Canyon Shooting Range?
Oh, boy, I'm not sure. I'm here in New Mexico.
Okay, do you have a phone number where they can contact someone over there at the Avery Shooting Range?
Now I'm looking through my muzzle blast here. Here we go. Nathan Barkin, I believe he prefers to be called Vic, is at 602-527-1438. And he can give you all the info on that guy.
Yes, if anybody's in the Arizona above Phoenix area that wants to go to that, I heard about that last year, but I wasn't able to go.
Uh-huh.
And they had quite a lot of demonstrations over there, plus people that didn't know about black powder was able to shoot and get interested in it and learn a little bit about it.
Right. Yeah, there's several of us from New Mexico come. We all go to the primitive camp over there, and we do the camping in teepees and lean-tos and whatnot. And anybody that's interested in that lifestyle, come on down to primitive camp, and we'll show you around.
Okay, thank you very much. And folks, for information on the black powder shoot north of Phoenix at the Avery Shooting Range, call 602
527-1438, and you can get started if you have interest in that, which I'm sure a lot of people after tonight's show will be interested in it. So, but there's a lot of fun out there, folks. Seek and you should find it. So, in pistols, I shoot pistols once in a while. I do enjoy shooting rifles more than I do pistols on black powder. I have a couple of the old single shot. I even had one time in one of my classes, I was able to hold a 69 caliber pistol that was carried during the Civil War that a friend of mine's great-great-grandfather had, and he carried it at Gettysburg. And he was one of the flag bearers, and so they carried pistols. And it was a real unique pistol, and it was really a nostalgic thing when I was showing it in the class, and it was just a real nice piece of history, and it still shoots, too. So, anyway, you can have a lot of fun, folks. And if you have any questions, you can call the Research Center here during the day at 602-337-2562, and Pete can give you any information that you're looking for. If you need anything from Surplus and Stuff, you can call me at 602-337-2975. If you want a catalog, you can send me $2 and send it to Surplus and Stuff, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. Don't forget the tapes that Bill has available on from Anthony Hilder on Millennium 2000. $30 postpaid, Lucifer 2000, and Crisis Creation. Those are $20 each postpaid. And information, folks, just sell them the self-addressed number 10 size stamped envelope along with a dollar to the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901, and I'll be glad to send you out any information. Thank you very much, folks. Thank you all, and God save the Republic.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be.